The key takeaway for investors right now is that despite active military exchanges between the U.S. and Iran, markets increasingly believe both sides are managing the conflict towards a negotiated outcome rather than escalation. In FX, the dollar is modestly firmer overall, supported by lingering geopolitical uncertainty and some haven demand, though price action has been far more orderly than many initially feared. The yen remains relatively resilient after BOJ Deputy Governor Himino reiterated the Bank of Japan still intends to continue along its rate normalization path, with Middle East developments now the main variable influencing timing. Meanwhile, the PBOC delivered its strongest yuan fix since early 2023, another signal Beijing is comfortable leaning against excessive currency weakness even as global uncertainty rises. On the commodity side, oil remains the central macro driver. Crude prices are still elevated historically, but importantly, the market has sharply repriced lower from the panic highs after reports that Qatar-mediated talks between Washington and Tehran are progressing and that a framework agreement could be announced within days. President Trump's softer stance on Iran's enriched uranium stockpile was viewed as a major breakthrough for negotiations and helped reinforce the idea that the Hormuz disruption risk may ultimately prove temporary. Gold has given back some of its recent safe haven premium as investors unwind extreme geopolitical hedges, while industrial metals remain relatively stable despite the earthquake's disruption in Chile's copper region, with early reports suggesting limited operational damage. Equity markets are broadly stabilizing following Monday's sharp energy-driven moves. U.S. index futures are mildly softer, and importantly, there is still no sign of disorderly deleveraging or broader systemic stress. Instead, investors are rotating back toward the idea that the macro backdrop remains one of slowing but still resilient global growth, with central banks retaining optionality rather than being forced into crisis mode responses. Politically, the market continues to focus almost entirely on Doha negotiations and the credibility of the ceasefire framework. The unusual combination of active conflict alongside active diplomacy is creating highly headline-sensitive trading conditions, but for now, investors appear willing to trust the diplomats over the generals. That's all for now.